So this is our plan for growth. We want the words made in Britain, created in Britain, designed in Britain, invented in Britain to drive our nation forward.
George Osborne in what he called his budget for growth. The day before, the Home Office had announced it was ending the visa option, which allows foreign students from outside the European Union to stay on in the UK for 2 years after they graduate. 38,000 were issued in 2009, and with around two-thirds of all visas given to students, it's not difficult to see why the government thinks this will help to cut immigration. Foreign students might still be able to stay, but only if on graduating they have the offer of a job paying at least £20,000 a year. In a moment, we'll hear from the inventor Sir James Dyson, who thinks the visa decision is a colossal mistake. But first, I've been to meet graduate Virginia Gardiner, who showed me her big idea in the smallest room.
This is a toilet that packages human waste in biodegradable material. So, and the biodegradable material and the human waste go into an anaerobic digester, which is nearby. And the anaerobic digester turns both contents, the packaging and the human waste, into energy, which is natural gas you can use to power a generator or appliances.
Give me a demonstration.
Okay. So I'm pouring some water in, and then I'm going to advance the handle to carry the packaging down. We're in the process of designing out the sound, actually, from this handle function.
You're American.
Yes.
Why are you here doing this, designing toilets here in London?
Well, I did a master's at the Royal College of Art, and this was my degree project.
So this was your project.
Yes.
You graduated.
Yes.
But why are you still here?
Because, well, I got a post-study work visa, thankfully. And
what does that mean?
It enabled me to stay for an additional 2 years, and it's a points-based system, so you have to qualify. And then I was able to start this business.
So it's a business in Britain employing British workers?
Yes, we have had quite a few employees over the past year, and right now, well, there's two ongoing, and then we had some freelancers who came in as well.
What do you think of the government's decision to at least partially scrap the post-study work route?
I think it's kind of like a specious policy that doesn't make sense, because people like me, like, we come to the country, we pay living expenses, we pay tuitions, and then we start businesses. And so we're just contributing to the net value of the country.
The government says that graduates from overseas will be able to stay on for 2 years, providing they have a job offer for a job that earns £20,000 or more a year. Presumably somebody in your situation, graduating in the future, could get that kind of job and in their spare time develop a project like this?
It's not something you can do in your spare time. It's a hugely consuming kind of project. So I think what that actually is a way, that's kind of like a mechanism for stifling innovation and creativity.
Virginia Gardiner with her Luwot. It seems the government came close to scrapping the post-study work route altogether. At least one national newspaper went to press on Monday night, confidently asserting that it would be abolished the next day. Immigration policy and its effect on business has been a regular source of tension within the coalition, with the Conservatives much keener on capping numbers than the Liberal Democrats. Julian Huppert is Lib Dem MP for Cambridge and credits his party for preventing the visa's complete abolition.
I think it was a great success for the Liberal Democrats. I think it shows that what was originally a very conservative policy that we weren't very comfortable with has now been changed into something which achieves the aims of stopping people who are bogus students or coming to bogus colleges, but meaning that legitimate students will still be able to come. There are still some things where we'll have to see some of the details. For example, there are proposals to have a special route for student entrepreneurs, and this is something I very much welcome. I've done quite a lot of work trying to champion entrepreneurship in Cambridge. It's obviously a fairly big issue.
For some years now, let's go back a bit. About 10 years ago, if we wanted to make a prototype of a vacuum cleaner, electric motor, whatever it was, we had to build it by hand. Now, what we can do now is what's called an SLS machine. Well, there are various names for them, but essentially they build a prototype of what you've drawn in plastic.
Sir James Dyson, who made his name and fortune with the eponymous cleaner. We're not in high-tech Cambridge, but rural Wiltshire, the home of the company's research and development. In a report he wrote for the Conservatives a year ago, Sir James called for increased tax relief for companies which invest in R&D, an idea he's pleased the Chancellor took up. But when I raise the question of visas, it's clear the government has disappointed.
Well, I'm extremely concerned because already England is underproducing the number of engineers it needs by 50%. You know, there are 37,000 vacancies a year and about 20,000 graduates. So already it's very, very difficult to find engineers. So I think it's sheer madness to be effectively chucking out graduates who we desperately need. And I'm afraid what it will end up doing is driving firms like us abroad, because we simply can't get people to do our R&D.
Government says of those students at the moment, only about half end up in skilled employment in the 2 years they stay on after graduating, and something like a fifth end up unemployed. In a sense, a lot of the people who this benefits at the moment aren't actually benefiting the UK.
Well, I don't think that's the case with engineering students. I'd be extremely surprised if almost any of the engineering students were not finding gainful employment almost immediately.
Let's have a look at the noisier end of your research and development.
It's slightly less high tech. This is where you find out whether your design, whether your technology works. So it's life testing or doing some particular sort of testing of what you've developed and designed.
There will have been things you heard in the budget you'll have been particularly pleased at. In the talk, for example, of encouraging people to come up with ideas in this country and develop their ideas. George Osborne also wants to manufacture them here as well. You made a decision not to keep manufacturing here. Why did you do that?
Well, primarily because we're in consumer electronics. Consumer electronics is all done in the Far East. So it would be ludicrous to do the consumer electronics of the Far East, bring it back here to assemble it, and then ship it out to the rest of the world. All the foreign money comes back here, all the profits here, all the taxes paid here. So Britain gets the value of our manufacturing business.
The Chancellor talked about a budget for growth. What do you think the government now needs to do to ensure that growth?
Well, it's done some of the right things. It's encouraging research and development, because growth is about exporting things. You can only export things now that have better technology. Now what we want are young people to take up engineering, go to university to read engineering, stay on and do further research.
So on the visas, think again.
Think again on engineering. I don't know about people learning English and all that sort of thing, but when it comes to engineering and technology, give them the visas and keep them here.
Sir James Dyson. The Home Office told us, alongside our stricter rules, we'll ensure that innovative student entrepreneurs who are creating wealth are able to stay in the UK to pursue their ideas. Unfortunately, neither the Home Secretary Theresa May nor her Immigration Minister Damien Green were available to explain what that means.